Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending April 26, 2024. I'm Sophie Antal-Gibert, and I'm joined today by my colleague Bei-Chen Lin, investment strategist for Russell Investment. Hi, Bei-Chen, how are you?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Very good. So I am looking forward to getting the rundown from you on your perspective on some of the highlights and that were making the news and the headlines this week. I'm hoping in particular to focus on GDP, on yields, and on earnings. Sound good?
Sure.
So starting at the top, Bei-Chen, with GDP. GDP recently came in this morning a little bit weaker than expected. What are you seeing beyond the headlines there? Should we worry, or are you still feeling pretty calm about the situation?
Yeah, when the data first came out this morning, markets seemed to interpret it as more of the lowlights rather than the highlights. You're right, GDP did miss expectations, came in at 1.6% for the first quarter, as opposed to 2.2% annualized consensus expectations. But when we unpack sort of where that GDP miss came from, a big reason why GDP was a little bit weaker this time was because there was an increase in imports. And imports tend to be something that's very, very hard to forecast. It's very volatile. And the way U.S. GDP works is we actually get three estimates of GDP for each quarter. And sometimes what you end up seeing is that in subsequent estimates, they might even revise that import data. And overall, 1.6% still, it's nothing to complain about. I wouldn't be too worried about it. And the other thing is, when it comes to looking at economic data, in addition to looking at the overall GDP number, sometimes it's better to look at other measures of consumer demand. So for example, looking at personal consumption expenditures within GDP. And when you look at that data point, yes, consumer spending, the rate at which consumer spending increased did moderate somewhat from the previous quarter, but it was still a healthy increase in consumer spending overall. So I'm not too worried about the data coming in so far.
And so that was focused on the U.S. We have numbers coming out for GDP around the world next week as well. What are you anticipating there, and which ones are you watching?
Yeah, so next week we'll get data for Europe as well as for Canada. And it's interesting because if you think back to 2023, which feels like a long time ago, but in 2023, the story was U.S. had very resilient and robust economic growth, whereas Europe and Canada, the economic growth was a little bit more subdued. One of the other data points we got this week was something called flash PMIs. These are basically leading economic indicators that give us an early read on how economic growth is going to be. And when we look at the flash PMIs for Europe, we're actually seeing some improving signs in terms of where economic growth might be headed. That, coupled with some of the positive data we've seen about European bank lending and credit activity, suggests that perhaps the GDP data might start to improve a little bit in the next week once we get the results. So I'm excited to see where that ends up.
Yeah, so am I. Thank you. Moving on to yields, we had a bit of a disappointing inflation number come out that 10-year Treasury yields responded to and went up. What's your read on that? What is the value? Are we still in the good value? It's expensive. Where are we at with 10-year Treasury yields?
Yeah, sure. So the inflation news we got today was for the first quarter. This is the core PCE inflation for the first quarter. And this is important because it's one of the measures that the Fed really likes looking at. And it did come in slightly harder than consensus expectations. So it came in at 3.7% annualized instead of 3.4% annualized. And the market was a little bit frustrated about that because ultimately they wanted to see good inflation progress so that we can get into a situation where the Federal Reserve can cut rates. But if you think about it, this isn't really a new story, right? We knew that the road to disinflation was going to be a challenging one. And we had seen earlier 3 months of hot, slightly hotter than expected CPI print. So it's not entirely surprising that core PCE came in somewhat hotter than expected. Certainly, it's not necessarily helpful, but when I think about the outlook and the road ahead for 2024, I think it's still reasonable to expect that overall inflation rates should continue to moderate for the rest of the year. It's not going to be a linear path downwards, but in general, I think inflation will get closer and closer to the Fed's target, and I still think the Federal Reserve will be able to cut rates this year. Timing is going to depend on the data, but I do think they're in a position to be able to cut rates and finally give homeowners everywhere a sigh of relief.
I'm sure a lot of people will be relieved with that. Earnings, we're sort of partway through earnings season. About half of companies now have reported. What is your take on that? Is it looking good? Is it looking a little disappointing? Where are you seeing the sort of true story in the red thread?
Yeah, so it's sort of a mixed bag there. On the one hand, we had some pretty decent results out of the mega cap tech companies like Google, for example, or like Microsoft. On the other hand, when you look at earnings for the S&P 500 as a whole, though, earnings growth is still contracting slightly around maybe 2 to 3% year over year, the S&P 500 as a whole. But bottom line, it's not too bad of a picture. I think overall companies are still in good shape, especially when you look at corporate balance sheets. They still tend to be relatively healthy. So I'm not too concerned just yet.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Baichun. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But thanks so much for joining us and for your insights. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back again soon.